Oshta, suna lei. Good morning and welcome to DrStanleyLive.com, where you can enjoy provocative internet radio without going too far. I'm your host, Dr. Loretta Stanley, broadcasting from my hometown of St. Louis, Missouri. This morning, I woke up hearing the song Got Me Under Pressure by ZZ Top. Well, this was bizarre because it's a fairly wild song and I really don't even care for ZZ Top. But somehow, I innately knew what I was supposed to talk to you about. I've always claimed that I am best under pressure, and I still maintain that claim. Under pressure, I become calm, quiet, and acutely alert. This doesn't mean that I never have a meltdown, folks. My meltdowns are quick, dramatic, and only when I'm by myself. If I feel the need to share beyond the meltdown, then I'll call my sister Sis, my daughter Carmen, my friend Renee, or my friend Henrietta, who I call H. On a daily basis, I chat with an amazing amount of people regarding two main areas in their life, the first being love and the second being money. As you move along your spiritual progression path and through your own self-actualization process, it's important to note your actions and reactions while under pressure and your ability to problem solve. What is your normal knee-jerk reaction to pressure? This is not referring to the normal hustle and bustle of life where we encounter frustration here and there. For example, several years ago as I was coming out of the hospital visiting my mom who had just had a stroke, something about my car looked very out of place. I could see my car from across the street and noticed that my trunk was strangely open. As I walked closer to the car, it looked as though it was shorter than it was before I went into the hospital. And it was. The entire back end of my car was smashed in and the trunk was popped and twisted open. A gentleman who had witnessed what happened said a tractor trailer had hit my car and then backed up and left. It had just happened. I remember being with several people at the time and someone said, "Your Lexus!" I remember chuckling a bit at the absurdity of the entire scene. I stood there for several minutes, looking at it and laughing, saying, "Wow, this is pretty bad. I mean, this is really bad." Then someone said, "Well, you don't seem very upset about your Lexus." I said, "It's a car. No one was in it. No one is hurt. I have insurance, and that is what insurance is for." I thought about my mom. Big deal if I was inconvenienced. It was my Lexus that was nearly totaled, not my mom. My knee-jerk feeling was, I'll take my mom over a Lexus any day of the week. Instead of falling to the ground and crying out, "Oh, poor me," I chose to handle what was going on with my mom and my car. Another pressuring moment in my life was when I caught a former boyfriend in bed with one of my best friends. For those wandering minds, no, this was not either of my former husbands. Oh yes, folks, I've been through all the different triangulations of relationships that the rest of you have been through. Arms and legs were flying when they realized I was standing there. I was silently calculating my next move. Without saying a word, I turned to walk away as both he and she were apologizing, crying, and begging for forgiveness. What a pathetic state to see them both in, and what a perfect couple they made at that very moment. My response was simple and frigidly cold as I matter-of-factly said, "It's okay. You can have each other." What was I going to do, beat her up and go back to him? See how ridiculous that sounds? Certainly it hurt, but I didn't need to sit in that relationship for years to make me see what I needed to know right then and there. Wow, was I really that out of sync with my relationship? That was eye-opening. Folks, when you are meeting someone new and they tell you stories about their life, pay attention. They are telling you exactly who they are and how well they handle life as it comes at them, especially under pressure. Ask them to tell you about the most challenging experiences they have ever lived through. You don't need to comment on these stories. You are merely gathering information because you want to know how they handle pressure. If you meet a man or a woman who is vindictive and hateful with a former relationship, then they can be that way with you too. You know what they say, it's not what happens to you, it's how you handle it. Now, get out there, go play yourself up and practice being you. In Cherokee we say, until we meet again, Deinada gohayo. And remember, nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Have a great day, everyone.